Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
On Seltzer, the Phils won last night. We got satisfaction. You gotta
just playing a good song.
I gotcha. And I'll give you something that didn't satisfy me. We gotta get down with another new name for the Wells Fargo Center. I mean, my
well,
God.
Talk to Wells. Yeah, about
that, how's that for a transition?
Yeah, well done.
So all love to Xfinity Mobile. They're a great sponsor of us here. We love them. Xfinity Mobile Lounge, shout out here at WIP. But if you missed the news yesterday, we now are making the transition. And by the way, interesting, the Sixers and Flyers, John, announced this jointly.
That was interesting, I agree.
Oh, they're
yeah.
a team now.
They're a team. They're a tandem. They're together on
reunited,
stadium stuff.
And
yeah.
It feels so good.
Exactly. So here's where we've gone through the now 30, close to 30 years in that building.
Since the Spectrum.
Yeah, yeah. So when it was being built, it was referred to as Spectrum 2. It was never officially Spectrum 2 with signage, but that was the casual name until they had naming rights. So Spectrum 2.
Spectrum.
Core
then,
State's next. Spectrum 2.
Then the Core State Center. Then it was, and this is my favorite.
The FU?
Because the Sixers got to the 0-1 finals. Yeah. The first Union Center. FU, right?
That's really good.
Then
it's okay. Yeah, it was good.
Then,
really good.
Can you name the next one?
So next.
Begins with a W.
The Wachovia.
The Wachovia Center.
The WAC.
That would have probably been like the maybe like the Peter Forsberg years or something.
Sure. I remember them well.
Right?
Yeah.
All right. Then the Wells Fargo. Mm-hmm. And now we're up to and we're losing the word center. It's
arena
now going to be
right?
The Xfinity Mobile Arena.
The XM Arena?
Maybe.
Oh.
And I think this will go to the end of that, you know, until
but
the new
I
arena.
I don't think you can do that because that's a different company then.
Oh, all right. Well,
yeah.
Then we'll go back to Xfinity
then.
Mobile then.
Well, we'll see. But anyway, the Xfinity Mobile Arena is the...
I like arena better than center or whatever, don't you?
I don't know. I just want some kind of
it feels sort of nondescript, like Xfinity Mobile Arena.
Well, that's what the name of the company is, and they're promoting their mobile aspect. So.
I guess, but doesn't it feel like every arena could be named that? Like
Finally makes sense with like Comcast because Comcast like Xfinity is
true.
Part of Comcast.
Yeah. True,
bringing
it all.
That's a good point. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Do they still have that big? Do they still have that big thing in there? This is Comcast country.
Sure do. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, anyway, that's the new
How's
name.
That make you feel?
Yeah, you know,
we're in Comcast country.
All this out.
When they were winning, it made me proud, and when they were losing, it made me annoyed. To be candid, so, you know, thank you for what it's worth.
Pretty
all right, 215-592-9494. We're going to get to some audio up ahead. Really, an interesting sports media and kind of human interest thing, or not human interest thing. We'll get to that in a second.
Human disinterest?
I have no idea where this is going. I can't wait.
It's a sticky subject matter.
Ew.
I mean, okay. Not, it's just,
ew.
It's a conundrum for humanity.
Ooh.
All right?
Wow, you're
and
really
it's sticky.
And it's touching the NBA.
I can't wait to
sports
hear
media. We'll get to that in a moment. Joe in Chalfont. Joe, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good, bud.
Great, Joe.
Good. Hey, listen, I just boarded a flight, so I apologize for any background noise. But I just wanted to touch base on the Phillies here. I was a little worried. We're heading down to Tampa, actually. It should be a Little League World Series down there, 7:05, so I'm pretty excited.
Good.
Oh, wow, nice.
Yeah, so pretty cool. But just a little bit worried about run production and, you know, glass half full, of course. You know, last night, Trey, you know, a ball streamed down the right field line and he can't get to third base. Janikowski gets there, same thing. So I kind of worry about, you know, just run production, playing small ball, you know, with the pitcher and with the bullpen.
Well, Trey was running last night, and it looks awesome when Trey runs. Trey, watching him, did he slide into home last
plate.
Night?
Yeah,
looking
had,
so graceful one of those while Trey, doing it.
Yeah, yep.
He really does. It's pleasing to watch when he gets rolling, when
it
he
is.
Gets moving. And, you know, all he has to do is get on base. Same with Rojas, too. Like, I'm excited for this team to run. And I don't know that it needs to be like a ton right now. I do appreciate it. When we get postseason, this team could get on
well,
and get fast.
And that was an underrated aspect of how they won in 08. We think of the slugging and we think of the excellent pitching, particularly in the postseason. But Jimmy and Shane primarily, with Worth and Chase as supporting cast members, as guys that would steal bases, they grabbed some stolen bases. That was a part
and
of
just
the,
good base running. I mean,
and like Brundtlet, smart base
Brundtlet
running.
Was a great base runner. Guys like that.
Look at you with the Brundtlet.
Yeah,
Brundtlet.
Scored the winning run.
Scored the winning
yeah.
run.
Wow.
That's right.
But you know, it's the lineup can be so platonic at times. You know what I mean? So they got to play small ball, especially if they're not fit. You know, for extra innings.
You say the lineup can be platonic.
I was thinking the same
thing.
As opposed to.
What does that mean?
As opposed to yeah. let's get it on?
So they yeah. they like don't.
Like, you know,
what does that mean? They're not.
I'm feeling Randy?
Yeah, I mean, the Mets series was just absolutely horrendous to watch. I mean, you know, the Mets got better and, you know, we
yeah.
looked the same.
Joe, do you ever feel Randy? It's an underused term.
It's such an underused term.
You know, like it's kind of like horny, but it's like, do you
oh,
feel
wow.
do you
it's
feel
right
Randy sometimes?
It's, yeah, it's a synonym.
Don't you think it's isn't that like a British term? Though?
I don't know.
I think the first time I heard Randy was
reminds
when
me of Austin
it was
Powers.
Austin Powers. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey Joe, give me an answer, pal, for a great scene with an animal.
Yeah, I got two really good ones, man. You know,
give me the best.
Here. All right, I'm gonna go with Revenant. I'm gonna go with the bear scene. I mean,
that's a good answer.
Bear scene,
the bear fight in the Revenant. Have you ever seen
yeah.
that?
That's oh
a
yeah,
huge
that's an insane
answer.
Scene.
Yeah,
yeah.
Huge.
And that won Best Picture, and that was all.
No. He won Best Director. The movie didn't win Best Picture. Leo won Best Actor
sure?
for it. Yeah. I'm
okay.
Sure.
All right.
Remember the what's the movie that had a bear scene where a guy fights a bear?
Oh, Tristan.
There you go.
Loved him. Loved him.
I know.
I mean, the
Me
hair.
Too.
He was getting
I,
with the,
I kinda
the
felt like
Juliet
I was,
Ormonds.
Yeah.
Oh, loved.
Like there was a connection.
Juliet Ormonds.
Between me and that whole family. I think we both thought we... That's why you
she
love
made,
that movie.
She made that movie. She made First Night.
And it's the
Sabrina.
Same role. She's
Sabrina,
cheating on
yeah,
everybody.
And then just disappeared.
She cheats on everybody, and she's hopelessly in love with
yeah.
many people.
Brothers were fighting brothers over
that's
Julia.
That's her role.
Yeah, I know. And if
and
I
she
were,
does a great job with it.
Yeah, I'm hearing you, man.
But I hate
it's got
her,
Tony
and
Hopkins.
I love her.
Yes, that, right. All right, this fascinating human... Or non-human story. We're going to get to it in 1 minute. James, you're very intrigued by this, aren't you?
I have no idea where this is going.
All right.
None.
1 minute, we're
going
to get to it. Hey, Mother's Day almost upon us. That's human. Mothers. We love mothers.
Thanks,
and
Joe.
You're welcome. Well, there's a reason.
They are human.
They are. So whether you're shopping for your mom, your wife, your daughter.
Not all mothers are human.
That's a good point, actually.
That is true.
Yeah. Good point.
You could shop
yeah.
for a mother bear who's not a human.
Are dinosaurs animals?
That's right. All right, good point. All right, whether you're shopping for your mom, your wife, your daughter, whomever it may be, make sure you get to Family & Company Jewelers, the place to go, obviously, as we close in a couple days on Mother's Day. You know, no one comes close to their selection. It's an incredible store. Their prices, obviously, they know what you want. You want something great at a great price, meaning a low price. And, of course, their phenomenal customer service from Junior and the entire team. They cover it all. And it's a showroom you got to see to believe. It's really an extravaganza of jewelry. Wonderful people, experts at what they do, and just an incredible display. Get there to Family and Company Jewelers, and of course, get something for Mother's Day. Make sure you show her the love by getting her a gift that she will love. A gift, guys, take care of your moms. Come on. A gift from Family and Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination. And if she's not your mom, she's your wife. Take care of her as well. All right. Interesting human interest story. Or non-human interest story. So it was announced yesterday. Of course, we know the NBA is going back to NBC with the upcoming basketball season in a few months. And the folks at NBC, wisely, are trying to, as best they can, recreate, you know, the what they had going in the 90s and the 2000s, because it was a great presentation. They have re-gotten the rights to the John Tesh song, so that's going to be back. Yeah. Coming back.
I love that.
Thank God. The best thing to happen in sports in a long time.
That's great. So, this is good stuff. Now, James, I'm going to ask you to simmer that down, because believe it or not, we're about to play it again. James doesn't know what we're about to play.
I didn't know.
So, it was announced yesterday, and this is going to be controversial. Maybe not this one per se, but where this topic goes over the next 5 years, let alone 1,000 years. AI, big part of the world now. The guy that was the voice of the NBA on NBC has died. He died 6 years ago. NBC is going to recreate the voice of Jim Fagan using AI.
No.
Wow, you didn't undersell this, Joe. You're right.
This is really, on this, is it a problem? No, but what it could lead to could be a hell of a problem.
That's
look,
a problem.
I could be replaced on WIP by some other jackass, it sounds
you
like.
You could be replaced by you.
I know.
AI you.
Yeah, AI me could replace me.
And saying what they want you to say.
So let's just remember what this guy's voice sounded like, because I think, you know, those of you old enough, you'll remember it. This was the guy for a long time. Let's listen to what this dude sounded like.
This is the NBA on NBC. The 1998 NBA Finals. Tonight, it's Game 6. The Chicago Bulls versus the Utah Jazz.
You guys totally remember that guy, right?
Of course, absolutely.
Yeah,
of course.
Like, he was the dude.
Yes.
But he's dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's going to be back.
No.
No.
All right.
I'm a no.
Talk to me.
There's probably thousands of other men who can voice
Devin,
not exactly
I had the exact same thought.
Yeah, or like, women.
Like Hiram Conklin?
Women, yes.
No, but my point is, like, we could do a Jim Fagan sound-alike contest.
Conklin.
And find exactly. Yeah. There is someone who can recreate that voice to, like, a 98% whatever. Like, 95%. Like, do that. Like, let's not cross this line.
John, you went to Stanford. It is the most acclaimed school of everyone here that went to a college. What does Stanford say about this issue? I mean, what do you, because it is fascinating, and we know this is only the tip of the iceberg. We know that. What do you make of it?
What do I make of
AI?
Recreating someone with AI.
I hate the possibility that this could cost human jobs.
It already is. In this specific case, it's already costing a job. Obviously, many places, but this, what we're talking about, costs a job.
I don't know how far this goes. I can't imagine.
There's people that think it goes to nuclear wars, where people think it goes.
So I guess the next step is, how do we prevent that sort of escalation?
I don't know. You can.
How do we prevent the T2 escalation? You know, like that was. How do we
here's the thing where it also gets tricky. When the bad guy taps into this for the most evil purposes, you know, like the Putin guy that's even worse than Putin, you know, I'm serious. Like, I have no idea where it goes in the next 100 years. This is all pretty new stuff. But I'll tell you this. This is an example where this is nothing compared to where it's going to head.
Well, it was part of the reason that the writers went on strike.
It was.
Because to protect, you know, their property, their creativity against
the intellectual
AI.
Intellectual property.
Yeah, exactly.
And by the way, our union here at WIP has a negotiation coming up with our company in the coming months. Yeah. And it is a topic that is on the table.
100%.
Because none of us want to lose our job because they can come. Now, there's no Seltzer voice that even the AI
got. Yeah, not even AI could recreate this. So I'm in good shape. Lucky me.
But, I mean, it's a real
issue in society.
Finally
coming in handy here.
Yeah. All right, 215.
It's a terrible idea.
Yeah, it's...
He had a great voice, but you get the next generation.
Yeah.
You know?
The crazy thing is I'm kind of excited because I do like the presentation.
No, I love the music.
But,
the music is great.
It's complicated, man. All right. 215-592.
I don't think we can do it. I don't think we can go.
Well, it's been announced. It's happening. So it's happening.
Joe, if they brought him back, you know, if they had retired him, I'd be all for it.
Of course.
But he's dead.
He's dead. The man died.
I mean,
I know.
I wonder, does his family
agreed to it.
Get
I guarantee. They got money. Or... Of course.
Yes.
Of course.
I don't know how it works.
You don't think his family got paid for
this?
Yeah,
they had to get the rights.
We don't know the laws around AI and copyright.
My point is, if the family agreed to it, you don't think they agreed because they got paid?
I agree with that. Yeah. But to Devin's point, this reminds me of the early internet. There's no law.
It's Wild West. I agree. I'm just saying, in this case, if they agreed to it, they probably got paid.
Yeah, no, when Joe brought the story up, I looked it up, and they agreed.
All right, let me get, I'm curious, you can react, 215-592-9494. What do you make all that? I mean, the whole thing. All right, Twitter poll questions of the day, we got two. Both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet, proud to again be Pennsylvania's number one Chevrolet EV dealer. Now in stock, the Equinox, Blazer, and Silverado EVs. Together, let's drive, ArminChevy.com. First poll question, do you think an NBA team's going to sign Ben Simmons to a new deal? He's now a free agent. Does he ever play again? Do you think he gets a new contract, yes or no? Second poll question, are you viewing this Philly season as A, glass half full, or B, glass half empty? I think it's pretty clear in the first 6 weeks most people have viewed it as glass half empty. I have viewed it more as glass half full. Now, I've been very frustrated at times, don't get me wrong. But, you know, they have... you know, rounded out some of the rough edges here and smoothed them out, I guess you'd say. And they're playing good baseball. So, you know, I'm pretty encouraged. But obviously a lot of people have been in a really bad Phillies mood for, you know, almost the whole season. Let's go to Ken and Cinnaminson. Ken, good morning.
Good morning, friends. How are you today?
Doing well, Ken.
You know, Joe, it's interesting. Is the book you're reading God Save Benedict Arnold?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. So I read that last year. We actually talked about it a little bit.
Dude's a hero.
Well, Benedict Arnold, I said this for 20 years, Benedict Arnold would be on American money. His face would be on American
money. If he did not become a traitor?
If he had committed treason, right. But the funny thing is, you know, when you think about what he did and then you think about there's statues all over the United States to, you know, Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson, these people are heroes. They did the exact same thing Benedict Arnold did.
Well, you know what's interesting? There's a spot, I forget where it is, but they did say there's a couple things of Benedict Arnold that are still displayed in a positive way, like a Arnold Lake or something like that.
Where, in London?
No, here.
I'm joking, obviously, yes.
I got you, James.
I was slow, and I was bad by me.
He funded the entire Montreal expedition out of his own pocket. That you know, that just doesn't happen.
I'm just telling you, I'm kind of pro Benedict Arnold. No, I haven't.
Arnold was rich like that?
Well, he had a successful business. By the way, his business is going to shambles during the war because he's fighting. So there's a lot going on. I haven't gotten through the book. I'm just saying so far, count me as pro-Benedict Arnold. That's all I'm saying.
It's a good read. Let's talk about sports.
Yes, sir.
So, listen, first of all, James said something a few minutes ago that, you know, good pitching does not beat good hitting in the postseason. And I know somewhere Chuck from Cherry Hill has a smile from ear to ear on his face because he's been saying that for a long time, and he's right. So, you know, there's nobody that turned that game off when it was 8-4 last night because they just knew that the game was over. You know, you're talking about additions to the bullpen, like, you know, if you got Ranger in the bullpen and Painter in the bullpen, Mick Abel in the bullpen. I mean, none of us know what Mick Abel is. We know Mick Abel probably would have been a good trade piece 2 years ago when Dave Dombrowski was still worried about keeping his powder dry. Now you couldn't get a bag of bats for him.
Ken, I'm counting
you. Now
you
might be able to, Ken. He's been really good. Like, he's turned it around a bit.
Ken, I'm counting you as glass half empty.
Oh, yeah. And I would just say this, though.
Bone dry. Right.
There's no
empty
water in that glass. That's correct, yeah.
Ken, they're pretty damn good, man. I mean, they're an excellent baseball team.
They're okay.
Nah, they're better than that.
I can't say excellent. They're very good. I can't say excellent.
Guys, better than okay.
Give me, keep going around with Ranger. Give me these five guys. Every five games, I get one of these guys. They're going to win a lot of games, guys. A lot. Wheeler, Nola, Lizardo, Sanchez, Ranger, they're going to win a lot of baseball games.
As long as the bullpen doesn't blow it.
As long as the bullpen doesn't blow it, which they will at times. Yeah.
Well, let me throw this out there as a question. Has Taiwan Walker pitched himself back into tradability?
I don't think so because of how big the contract is, but I'll say you might. I mean, sure, you can trade him, but I'll say maybe you don't have to eat quite as much money in the deal. But it's still, you're still eating money. You're still either eating money or giving away a good prospect to dump his salary. You're not getting something for him.
But if he pitches like this, he looks really good as somebody else's fifth or sixth starter.
Well, here's what complicates it, Ken. He's not going to have a chance to start now. So now he's going to be back in the bullpen, and it's going to be hard for him to show the world that he's worth someone acquiring. But listen, we'll see where it goes. Give me a great answer for a scene with an animal.
Well, since we know that Devin has said that only mammals qualify as animals, I'm going to go with Moby Dick.
Mm. Do we have a scene?
Which scene?
Well, when he takes Captain Ahab off the boat.
You got it, man. All right, Ken.
I didn't say mammals.
you kind of implied it with your explanation.
Yeah, you did.
I just did it. Whatever. I'm not digging this hole any deeper. I'm not doing it.
That's smart. That's good.
Thank you.
That is actually a fairly smart retreat. A little wimpy, but, you know.
No, okay. I support you. Good thinking.
Let's go to Bob right now in Barrington. What's happening, Bob? Bobby. Bob not there. Let's go to Dave in Wilmington. Dave's hanging out with the kids.
Bob.
Yeah. What's up, Dave?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, buddy.
Dave, it sounds like you're at the carnival.
Yeah, like the park or something. What's going on?
I have a bus full of kids right this second.
Ah, awesome. Are they good today?
No, not really.
They're kids. You're doing a good thing.
Tell me you're not driving a school bus right now. Please tell me that.
Yes, he is. Yes, he's our official school bus driver of the WIB Morning Show.
Right now you're driving a school bus.
Yes. Can't tell? Well, I think he's sitting still is the point.
Sitting outside of school.
Oh, okay.
I'll interpret for you.
Okay.
Dave's never actually driving when he calls us.
Can't hear. All right, go ahead, Dave.
So, Joe, were you rooting for Anakin Skywalker in Revenge of the Sith, knowing he became Darth Vader when he killed all the younglings?
It's an interesting question.
That's the same thing as rooting for Benedict Arnold. You know what?
Oh, good point.
Dave, what about this possibility? Without Benedict Arnold, America might not exist.
But that's like, would Jesus be on the cross if it wasn't for Judas? That doesn't make Judas a good person.
Does not make Judas a good person.
he's got locked and loaded for you today.
You are,
he's picking
man.
Up some pointers from those kids.
You really are, Dave. All right, what do you got on Joel Embiid, man? What are you thinking here, the big guy?
I will literally drive him across the country to L.A. just to get rid of him. We don't need any more of him. He's always injured. Why do we want him here? We're not going to be better by having him here.
You know, it'd be interesting if LeBron's desperate enough that he would make, you know, he would make that trade. Because LeBron's got like one more. One more shot.
Wouldn't that be something?
And it, listen,
we say this in a decade, LeBron's still playing some.
Hey, Dave, give me a great answer for a scene with an animal.
Oh, I'm going back to a couple weeks ago. I say King Kong on the top of the Empire State.
Oh, yeah, sure. Absolutely right.
Good answer.
Yeah, that is a good answer. All right. Speaking of answers, we got an answer from Jack Fritz yesterday that will advance the me versus Fritz thing that Richie's been looking for answers to himself. We'll get to that in 1 minute.
If you've spent time building the right roster and earned the fans, then you need the best technology to back it up. Get rid of those flimsy tablets and slow computers and step up to the game changer in point-of-sale solutions for restaurants and bars, PDQ POS. Imagine a seamless and lightning-fast checkout experience for your customers that saves you money by cutting out those costly fees. Their state-of-the-art technology ensures that transactions are swift, secure, and hassle-free. But that's not all. PDQ Signature Systems is not just a POS system. It's a complete business management solution. Keep track of your inventory, easily manage your staff, and use real-time analytics to optimize your sales. Their user-friendly interface makes it simple for anyone to navigate. Join the thousands of companies that have already made the switch and upgrade to PDQ Signature Systems. Whether you have one restaurant or hundreds, PDQ will customize a POS solution for your specific needs. Upgrade to the professional point of sale. Visit PDQPOS.com. That's PDQPOS.com.
All right, so full disclosure, I have felt bad that I, and it is me, have delayed this me versus Fritz thing, athletic competition, because I just wanted to get my body, you know, right, somewhat right.
You actually think you can get your body right?
Yeah, righter.
Okay.
Righter. Not there yet, but making progress, and I'm happy with that. I feel pretty good. I really do. So I had thrown out to Fritz, I threw it on the air, the idea of the baseball thing, because baseball is the hardest thing. Like, how do you do baseball? Basketball, one-on-one. Tennis, one-on-one, right? Simple. But, like, how do you do baseball? And I had presented both on the air and then in a brief conversation with Fritz in the hallway, I said, you know, how about the idea that you're the pitcher, I'm the hitter, you bring all the defenders you want, meaning eight, pick the specific people, you can bring Jimmy Rollins for all I care, he can play shortstop, and I got to get on base a certain amount of times. And I think that's a pretty fair representation of baseball. He's the pitcher, I'm the hitter, I got to get on base. I threw out the idea 3 out of 10 times. I mean, he's the star college baseball pitcher, apparently. So let's listen to this exchange that happened yesterday on the afternoon show.
By the way, he wants us to address... He thinks that we need to decide between...
Wait, who?
This is the camera.
Person who,
this is the camera.
Okay.
So he wants us to decide if... How many reaching... To reach base a certain amount of times would be successful. So, like, he thinks three... If he reaches base 3 out of 10 times, like, if we do 10 at-bats, then that should be count. That should count as a win for him.
I agree.
Now, hold on. That's not a hit. That's just a... That could be a walk.
I agree.
I think it should be 4.
No.
3? That counts as the camera success?
Dude, you were...
I could walk people. That doesn't mean he's going to win anything.
You're a college pitcher.
Yeah, but...
He is a
radio.
Yeah, host. Like, barely.
Barely a radio host?
Well, yeah. I mean, a presidential candidate maybe at some point. Dude, four means he's excellent.
And we're including walks?
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's not, but it's not
an
3 OBP, base hits.
The highest OBP on the Phillies isn't even 4 out of 10.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying.
That's the major leagues.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, I'm just saying success level.
I know what you're saying.
And,
yeah.
And Jack should be.
So you think the baseline should be 3 out of 10? That's a win for the camera.
I think
getting
so.
On first base.
No. Because you should crush him.
This is nonsensical.
This is a
Spike
no.
Is, Spike
this
is a wise man.
This is a non-starter.
Wise man.
If you no, this is a non-starter.
Yeah,
non-starter.
Anything
that you can sit there and stand and wait, it's, and he's going to walk
his,
you.
No,
and
no,
that
hold
counts.
On.
The first strike.
I can end this very. Can I end this very quickly? Their whole reason for it being 3 of 10 and not 4 of 10. By the way, they're wrong. Kyle Schwarber has a 4 of 10 on base percentage, but no big deal.
Yeah, it went up yesterday.
No big deal. The reason they're wrong is because this whole competition is based on the fact that you said you're a better athlete than Jack Fritz.
I am.
There we go. So it shouldn't matter what skills you have in any competitions. These competitions should be considered even from the jump because it is supposed to.
What does that mean?
It's supposed to be. The point is, you said you're a better athlete than the guy. Why should you get some advantage because he was a college pitcher?
What's the advantage?
Baseball is baseball. The fact that 3 out of 10 is a 300 on base percentage, that's not good. Like, what if a player in the majors had a 300 on base percentage, you'd be like,
so
well,
you think
he's
it
bad.
Should be 350?
I think it should be between 350 and 400. Like,
sure.
Something
well,
like that. 400
is really high.
I think it's absurd that Joe can stand there and wait this out.
Well,
and
yeah.
If
you walk 3 times,
John,
like, that doesn't
John,
mean
that's
win.
His,
that's embarrassing.
But that's win? His fault.
But you just stood there and did nothing.
Yeah.
How does that
I can't
prove
do
your
nothing.
Athleticism?
I have a good eye. I'm like Lenny Dykstra. I got a good eye.
How does that prove your athletic? If you stand there with the bat on your shoulder.
Zero.
Because if he throws
nothing.
A strike,
it
I got to swing and
nothing.
Hit the ball. And by the way, get it past defenders.
I
and
think
get...
this whole concept
well, look,
is broken.
Well, these guys
if
saw...
you can stand there and win.
John, it's his
if you
job
stand
to throw
there
strikes.
And do nothing,
well, somehow,
yet still
look,
win.
Look, we have to play baseball. Somehow there's baseball. I mean, we have to come up with something. I think it's a pretty good solution. These guys continue. Listen to what they said.
And Strom, the 3-2
That's certainly not it.
But I can see myself walking in three. I don't think it proves
anything. You're walking three times?
I could see that. It's like, I don't know where the ball's going as much as I used to know where the ball's going.
Oh, hell no.
No.
This
now,
is not good.
Yeah, right, here's the
well,
other
we'll
thing.
Do three. I'm That's fine so, with
and
it.
And he's not getting any credit for infield hits or anything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Are we infielders out there?
Well, yeah, he wants us to recruit like 8 fielders.
I think that's. We should get some of our wiffle ball guys from Dolan's.
Oh, they'd love it.
They should field.
I was going to say, I would do it.
Well, that's fine.
I'll stand in the outfield.
Yeah, I'm not.
Well, I think. But also,
I'm betting on you. I'm not going to get much work out there. So, yeah, I'll just be standing out there.
No, I know. A ball won't reach the outfield in the
air. Yeah, exactly.
There's 0% chance.
Yes, the ball's not getting out of the infield.
I think 3 is fair.
Okay, that's perfectly fine. Right. As long as you have a baseline for it.
You didn't keep going far enough, because this wasn't the end of the conversation. Right. I heard the conversation
Well, let me
live.
Just say this. He just agreed to it.
No, they went further.
He said, okay, fine.
And then it went on, and what happened was they came to the conclusion that a more fair thing, which I agree, would be a 3 is a push. If you get 4 times on base, you win. If it's 2 on base, then Jack went. 2 or less, Jack wins. If it's 3, you push baseball. And I think that's a much fairer thing than just 3 on base, you win.
I think it's absurd that you can win by not doing anything.
Okay, so listen. First off, I did not hear that, James. Full disclosure. Second, John, your thing is ridiculous because somehow you got to have baseball.
Got to have baseball one way or another.
The guy has to be able to throw strikes, and I'm not penalized if he can't throw a strike.
But it's lopsided.
No, it's not lopsided. Pitchers,
it is lopsided.
Pitchers get hitters out.
He has to actually do something. He has
John,
all the pressure.
John, I have to do something.
Him.
If he throws a strike, I have to hit the ball.
All the pressure is on Jack.
I'm done with that because that's nonsense.
We have to do baseball, and this is the only way to do baseball.
There's got to be a better way.
Your stuff is
nonsense. There's not. I don't think there's a better way to do baseball.
Last night when we watched baseball, there was a pitcher and a hitter. That's baseball.
I think my suggestion that they got to. I think that is far more fair.
So here's the conundrum, James. And that is interesting. Now, Jack did, in the audio we just played, agree to it.
Then they went on, though. The audio didn't end there. Like, I'm just saying.
Okay.
Like, we're not... You've said things on the air that you have not stuck to many times in this competition. We were supposed to start this, like, in May. That's not happening.
Like when I said Bryson Stott stinks, and then I was wrong because he doesn't stink.
Sure, that's an example. Yeah, how about it?
Then
like
again,
you on Jalen Hurts, when you're going to someday be like, I was so wrong.
But I will say,
where did it go?
Stott did stink
after.
When he stunk.
Yeah.
Where
so
did
what
this
do you think of that
go?
Conversation? What do you think of the 3 as a push?
So 4 times I get on, I win. 3 times it's a push. 2 times he wins. It's intriguing.
It's intriguing.
The only problem is if we finish this thing 2-2 and there's no resolution. Like if it's 2-2-1.
Well, then we would need a tiebreaker.
Right. How many pitches is he throwing? Is it 10?
Well, new at bat.
It's a bat.
Each is a new at bat.
Okay, so you have to get on base 3 times.
3 or 4, or 2 is being discussed as a loss. Look, I'll say this. So, James, you want me to agree to if I get on 4 times, I win. If it's 3, it's nothing. If it's 2, he wins.
Yeah.
I like that. I think that's simple.
I think it's more fair.
All right, let me think about it. I will think about it.
I'll take that.
I will think about it. Let's go to the phones. Let's get to Dan in Philadelphia. Daniel.
Joe, you seriously do not cease to amaze me. John, you're 100% right. Athleticism is not standing there.
Yeah, what are we evaluating?
Dan, it's the sport of baseball. We're doing all sorts of stuff. We're doing running in the running. We're doing tennis in the tennis.
Right, so baseball,
we're doing basketball. Listen.
How about a home run competition?
You think Barry Bonds wasn't athletic? You know what he did?
Jack's a pitcher, Dan. Jack is a pitcher. The point is, Jack is a pitcher.
But wouldn't that make it more even then? Because
Jack
they're
was
both...
a pitcher. Jack
well, but the point
the
is, this
he
whole thing is
pitcher.
About... like,
no,
we're getting off the
mark. Yeah, you're being
here.
A butthead.
Yeah, it's Joe. Jack throwing pitches to Joe will be a part of this competition in one form or another. We're just figuring it out.
Get over that part.
Yeah, get past that.
I don't know. I'm with John. Everything you want to do is your feet have to be planted, and you just stay in there. And
do you think Barry Bonds was not... Dan. Do you think Barry Bonds... Dan.
Come on,
Dan.
Don't compare yourself
do you
to
think
Barry
Bonds was not an athlete?
Stop. Stop with the Barry Bonds stuff. He was playing field. He's stealing bases. He's doing a lot of stuff. All right, he's just not.
Barry Bonds was hitting home runs. You can actually win by not moving.
Correct.
Listen, if I hit the ball, I got to run to first base. This is that's the way baseball is played. You hit, you look, you swing. Sometimes you walk.
If he throws 4 balls,
that's his fault.
Do you run to first base,
John? If I lose in basketball because I miss shots, that's my fault.
But it doesn't prove.
All right,
I'm
so done with this. Give me a different point, Dan. This is ridiculous. No, I'm actually legitimately annoyed. If I can't win baseball because he can't throw a strike and that counts against me, then consider the competition null and void.
Well,
done.
What's the basketball competition? Free throws?
Basketball is 1-on-1 to 11.
Oh, okay, good. I want to be there for that. Let's get this done better. The Phillies, the glass is definitely half full. We have the players. We have the talent, right? Like, we are a good team. Most likely we will be in the playoffs. What the problem is, can these guys put it together? I'd rather have that as a problem than having the guys that just can't put it together. These guys have to live up to what they are actually supposed to be. So I hope and I think they can do that. But the glass is half full. We have the players. We have the pieces.
I agree with that.
They just got to put it together. That's how we have to look at it from here on out.
Yeah. Well, we don't have to because they might not, but it's how I currently look at it for sure.
Well, right, but that would be on them. It's not talent or anything. It's just whatever it is.
All right, my man, give me an answer from a scene with an animal.
How about the horse in the bed in The Godfather?
Yeah, that's true.
Jeez. Yeah. That's
is a dead
brutal.
Horse an animal?
It's kind of an interesting question right there. I think it's a little bit of an overrated scene, but it's a good answer for sure.
It's an iconic scene.
It is an iconic scene, but I definitely think they're...
It's a great impression.
James, it's the best scream in movie history.
James, please.
Do it again.
Please never.
I did it just for you, Jim.
And it's not the best scream.
What did it sound like exactly?
My God.
It is the best scream in movie history. It's so good.
It's nothing like Miss Tessmacher from Gene Hackman.
Oh, it's way
Superman
better.
1.
Way better.
Is it that blood curdling? Is the Psycho scream?
There's
the
other. I gotta
best
think of them.
Scream. I think there's. Well, I'm not.
They echo the screaming guy. It happens like four times.
I know they echo it, and then it goes outside the house.
Yeah, because it's that good a scream.
Dallas Goedert. No, excuse me, not Dallas Goedert. Jordan Mulata. Something he said recently on WIP. Pretty interesting stuff. We're gonna get to that and more. What's your thoughts on the AI thing with the NBA on NBC? The Phillies. Good news that Elliott thinks Goddard will be back. It's not a done deal yet, but Elliott thinks he'll be on the team. And also this me and Fritz thing. Looks like we're closing in on an accord to do baseball, which is good stuff. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on WIP.
Temperatures are starting to rise, and the last thing you want is a faulty HVAC system that cannot keep you and your family comfortable all summer long. But don't worry. Call Horizon Services now. You can get up to $1,300 off a new HVAC system replacement plus a free home comfort upgrade. Horizon Services is here to keep you comfortable inside, even when it's hot outside, because you should always just be relaxed and stress-free when you are sitting inside your home. Plus, Horizon offers same-day emergency repairs. I have used that in the past. It's terrific. Money-saving warranties and flexible payment options. They always work with you. They want to make sure the work gets done on your schedule while helping you save money. And with Horizon Services expert technicians, you know the job's going to be done right the first time. So contact Horizon. Keep your home comfortable and worry-free no matter the season. Horizon Services, they are available 24/7, so you don't have to wait for an emergency to happen to contact them. Schedule a visit today at horizonservices.com. That's horizonservices.com. With Horizon Services, help is on the way. Brought to you by Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa. The Cowboys have made it official, posting on social media. They've agreed to terms to acquire receiver George Pickens and a 2026 sixth-round pick from the Steelers in exchange for a 2026 third-round pick and a 2027 fifth-round pick. SI's Albert Breer says, no new deal negotiated as part of the trade. Pickens is entering the final year of his rookie deal. Phillies took the opener of their series at the Rays 8-4. They got home runs from Kyle Schwarber, Alec Boehm, his first since September 20th of last season, and Nick Castellanos, Zach Wheeler, 7 innings, 2 runs, no walks, and 9 strikeouts. Visit BorgataSports.com for boosted odds specials, daily promotions, in-game betting, and much more. Must be 21 or older. Must be in New Jersey. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Weather brought to you by Visit Delco. Partly sunny, pleasant. High 75. It's currently 64. Delco is a lot. A lot of awesome sports bars and restaurants. A lot of music and arts and a lot of parks and trails. Online at visitdelco.com. Listen to Sports Radio 94 WIP on your streaming device. Just download the free Odyssey app or tell your smart speaker to play 94WIP.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
James.
I mean, you said, let's get it on the radio. You know, what am I supposed to do?
Sometimes you're a little randy. What a great song.
Just a great song.
It's just. I still think it's weird. Speaking of songs that you can get down to. I still think it's really weird, really weird. For those that are young, you might not know this name, that the father from Growing Pains, Robin Thicke, would listen to Alan Thicke, admit it. This is before he died, of course, that he would listen to the songs of his son, Robin Thicke, when Alan Thicke was...
Oh, that's gross.
Yeah, that's just not okay.
Weird. You just ruined that whole song that I was enjoying and listening to, and all of a sudden it got creepy.
John, do you think Lionel Richie plays Lionel Richie for his...
conquests?
That's one way of putting it. That's a little strong, but yeah.
Hello.
The women that he welcomes into his...
Tell me how to win your heart. Like he's singing that.
Yeah.
Man, he does have a lot of amazing songs. You go back to the Commodores and everything.
Incredible.
He's writing all that stuff.
I just sent James the live version of Kenny Rogers and Lionel Richie, who wrote the song Lady.
Mm-hmm.
James, is it not amazing?
It's a great song.
It's one of the most amazing duets
I've
ever heard.
It's just a weird dynamic. Would you play your own song?
No.
And then how would the gal...
Let me put it this way. Yes. I'd play my own song before I play my child's song. Right. That's for damn sure.
Yes, that's
exactly.
True.
Much more fitting.
All right, so interesting trade Rhea had there in the update. George Pickens of the Cowboys. Pickens. So, odd trade. Obviously makes Dallas better for this upcoming season. I mean, they have two now outstanding wide receivers.
Is Amari Cooper still out there? Is Amari Cooper still available?
Yes.
Hmm.
Well, we got
he's
Jahan
fallen
Dotson.
Off. Yeah,
he
yeah,
has, but is he better than Jahan Dotson?
He's got to be early 30s.
New number two, Jahan Dotson.
Number three.
What do you mean
he
number
is 30.
Two?
Dotson's our three.
Yeah. I know, but he's number two now.
Oh, the uniform number. okay, I gotcha.
Yeah, he's our number
the
three.
The Eagles
wide
are not going
to
sign a third
number
receiver.
To number two.
No, there's too many
Amari
financial
Cooper
issues.
Is out there.
I'll be stunned.
If you get potentially a guy like Amari Cooper on a prove it type deal, if he's out there and he wants to win.
Yeah, but you got to remember this hurt struggles enough
like
to
Amari
get
Cooper.
To receiver two, let alone find receiver three.
I don't like Amari.
See what I just did
Cooper.
There?
I do. See what I just did? See what you did there.
That's part of why the third receiver is a blocking position for the Eagles.
I think he's
Seltzer,
very
is that
talented.
Dirty?
I'm just ignoring you.
I mean, a third receiver. You got to scan one, two.
I'm going to talk to Bill on this phone call.
Is Saquon going to have more than like 30 catches this year? Well, how many catches did he end up with? I got Saquon Barkley. Can't even get him the ball. Now, Jalen obviously got better as the season went on. But I will say, I do think they do build their team in part based on the fact he does not exactly, you know, rip through the progressions. I mean, that is true. I'm poking fun a little bit. Really more at John, not at Jalen. But you know, if I were the Eagles, I would not pay good money for a third receiver. I think it would be foolish, to be quite candid. I really do.
The receivers in
well,
the NFC
wrong.
East now are it's pretty
it's
formidable
a good group.
Class.
It's
yeah.
a good group. It really yeah. is. It is. By the way, an interesting thing. So you might say, well, what the heck are the Steelers doing? And I don't know. Because they don't even have a, you know, I mean, they got Metcalf, but they don't have a quarterback right now.
Yeah, it makes no sense.
But here's an interesting report. Yeah, here's an interesting report from Mike Florio. This goes back to last week, and he might really be onto something. I'm going to read right from Florio because everyone's wondering, is Rodgers signing there or not? Listen to what Florio wrote a couple days ago. If Rodgers does before, meaning if he signs, if he does it, if he signs, before the schedule is released on May 14th, which is coming up in a week, the league will know it's getting a marquee team and a marquee quarterback for a slew of standalone primetime games. If he waits, maybe the schedule won't have as many primetime appearances for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Makes a lot of sense.
So the Steelers are saying we don't want to be at primetime
Listen,
games?
Well, it could be Aaron Rodgers is saying. You know, so here's the thing. Would the Steelers be in cahoots with Rodgers on this?
Aaron Rodgers not wanting the spotlight? Oh, that sounds...
Yeah, but I'll say this, James. If you remember, when he went to the Jets that first year, and he got injured right away, but part of what made it a disaster for all of us as viewers with him getting injured...
Yeah, it was all the national games.
They had four of the first six.
But you think Aaron Rodgers cares about the viewing audience?
I would say it hurts your team's chances. Aaron Rodgers may want to prioritize winning instead of playing on a Monday night. I mean, it's a quick turnaround every time you do that. I'm just saying. I think it's an interesting theory.
Rodgers is about himself.
Yeah, I could see I could see Rodgers doing this for himself, though. I get what you're saying. You're saying spotlight. I get it. Yeah. But also there's the argument that it does create an easier schedule, you know, rhythmically. So, and think of it this way. It is strange that there hasn't been resolution. I mean, John, the draft has come and gone. There's nothing now. There's no
I
more.
I don't think it's strange at all. I remember Brett Favre coming back six times from retirement, and he ate up the attention.
But Rodgers hasn't retired.
I think Rodgers is waiting for everyone to be paying attention to him.
This is a guy who loves the spotlight, and he just wants people to pay attention.
Florio's trying too hard. I think the point is Aaron Rodgers wanted to wait till all this stuff was done, and they can be like, I signed. Look at me, Aaron Rodgers. I'm a Steeler now.
The whole Newsweek
will be about Aaron Rodgers signing with the Steelers. But if he did it before the draft, if he did it before free agency, we're not talking about it.
You guys might be right.
Yeah,
we'll see. All right, TJ Husmanzadeh. So we get him on the show, Jim?
That was TJ Husmanzadeh.
Devin, should we get him on the show? I now got his phone number.
So sure. Sure, so I can apologize to him.
He seems like a friendly and fun guy.
Horrendously mishandling his name.
Can we hear it again, James? How was it said a couple weeks
ago? That was TJ Husmanzadeh. It's so bad.
It is a crazy name.
It would be fun to get him on. Well, maybe in the coming days.
They did do a commercial with him.
Oh, I've been made aware. There's apparently a whole commercial about
who's your mama
who can't say his name.
Yeah, it's great.
All right, let's talk to Chuck in Cherry Hill. What's going on, Chuck?
Hey, good morning, crew. Just a quick thing on AI, and I'm going to try to make this bland enough not to even attempt to sound like a commercial.
Yep.
So our company does revenue cycle work, so we get quantified and measured on best liquidity and best customer service, which we've won for 40 years. Chad introduces AI and improves it. We were previously beating scoring models with our own little system we were using. Chad says that AI will beat this. I said, it's not possible, and it beat it by a lot. It's unstoppable. Yeah, it's ridiculous. I mean, it can replace whomever, whenever it wants. It's scary how good it is. You can't believe what it can pull out. I mean, we had all the numbers.
And it's in its infancy.
It is.
You know? I mean, it just gets stronger. And computing power is stronger and stronger and multiplies and all that.
Chuck, I'm kind of at the point where I'm kind of at the point where I'm happy I'm going to be dead in the next 50 years. Like, I don't know.
You can arrange for that to be sooner.
Yeah, like 300 years from now, do you want to be around? I don't know, man.
I project my grandkids in 25 years from now. I hope it's all, you know, peachy and rosy, but... Boy, you look at some indicators.
So, Chuck, let's just drill down, though, on this issue with NBC. If you're NBC, are they dirty for using this guy whose voice died, or would you do it if you're NBC?
Boy, you go back and forth on that one. Let's go baseball real quick. I don't want to run out of time.
Sure.
I'm going to let you groom, and I'm going to play AI, ha-ha, and I'm going to let you groom the numbers. Here we go. Buckle up. You ready to go, Joe?
I guess I have to be.
No, you're ready. Phillies offensively are ranked 10th at 4.77. Is that going to improve, stay the same, or get worse?
4.77 and what?
I'm sorry, 4.77
Runs per game?
We're talking about.
Oh gosh, I don't know. I would say it's going to be about the same, would be my guess.
Okay, I'm neutral too. Pitching, anybody can chime in. Pitching, they're 15th. Right now at 3.
It's going to improve. It's going to improve. Starting pitching is going to remain excellent. Bullpen will get better.
Absolutely, we agree. Defensively, they're 29th in DRS.
I don't expect that to get better.
I'll give it a little bit of improvement.
But
they're not going to be good.
Why is it? It's not going to get much better.
Because that's 29.
Yeah, they can get a little better, but they're not going to become good.
Yeah, they're going to be bottom five in defense.
Right. Not bottom five, but bottom 10.
I don't know if it's that bad. Yeah.
Well, they're bottom two. I mean,
And run differential, the leaders are at 60. We just broke the teams. We're like at 14. We're not even close to the run differential guys at 60.
Yeah, but here's the thing. If that bullpen pitches better, which I expect that it will, then that thing's going to shoot up.
James made a point earlier. I want to chime in on when he talked about OPS. So here's what our research of the last 25 years. Can't go beyond 25. Game changes
Chuck,
too much.
Chuck, are you AI? I think you may be AI with this information.
I wish. Thank you. I wish. All right, here we go.
What?
The James point about OPS. When it's all said and done, the number 6 offense, which I did say about 3 weeks ago, beats the number 8 ranked pitching. So when you look at right now, when you look at the Mets in Detroit in number 1 pitching, or Texas number 4, Texas has no chance to win a World Series.
Well, they got a chance, but your point is you'd rather be a good hitting team. All right. Chuck, give me an answer, my man, for a scene with an animal.
I'm sorry. I had answers, and they were all... You're all taken.
All right, buddy.
But I'm sorry. I'll get you tomorrow now.
Chuck, thanks, all good, pal. Day. Thank you for the call and the insight. That was interesting.
Thanks, Chuck.
It's a little dense, but it was interesting.
A little dense.
I mean,
it's hard to turn those numbers into, you know, compelling radio.
So what? He's saying offense is more important than pitching, right?
Yeah.
To sum it up.
Well, I need that. See, that's the thing. It's like if I'm the teacher and someone hands me a term paper, give me the thesis at the top.
What's the
point?
The 8th place offense beat the 6th place defense.
And his point is good offense is better than good pitching.
In this case.
Yes, that's his opinion. Was. And, you know, okay. Let's go to Jeff right now. Jeffrey, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, how are you guys?
Good, pal.
Awesome, Jeff.
Well, I'm trying to figure out what happened with the Flyers in the lottery because they had number 4 and now they're number 6.
They had bad luck.
They got jumped.
Very bad luck.
They got jumped. Like a guy walking down the street. Like Bruce Wayne's parents. They got
jumped.
But
the Sixers can do the opposite. They can have good luck.
I was thinking, you know, like
Sixers
actual
and
jumping.
Good luck. That's what I associate with them.
I know.
So Jeff, you got it? They went from 4 to 5 to 6. That's what happened.
Yeah, that's disappointing.
Ticks you off. I know. Ticks me off, too.
Yeah.
We have a 10.5% chance to land Cooper Flagg in the NBA draft.
Yeah. All right, Jeff, give me an answer, pal. give me a scene with an animal.
Oh, this is the best. The dog in Mad Max, when he has the bone in his mouth, sits tied to a shotgun pointing at that guy's head. And then he sees a rabbit outside the car.
All right, Mad Max. We're going old school right there with Mad Max. All right, let's listen to Jordan Mulata. So he said a couple interesting things recently on WIP. And by the way, being with him at the BG Live event two nights ago, fascinating guy. I mean, funny, insightful, just seems like a wonderful person. And obviously he's been a tremendous Eagle. And is one of the more, if not the most, unique story ever of an athlete through here.
Yeah, in NFL history. I mean,
I meant Philadelphia sports.
I know
history.
You did. I'm saying maybe in NFL history as well.
The guy never played football until the Eagles drafted him, and then he started playing football. Wild.
Antonio Gates is really
He was
weird
a basketball
like that.
Player.
He was
right?
a basketball player at Kent State.
But this
yeah.
is about this is as strange as it gets. A guy who didn't play up until right before he played, and when he started playing was the NFL.
And a position that's all about technique and all like tight end. All right, you got to block, but go catch the ball, go jump over people. This is like learn how to kick out, learn about leverage, learn
Basically sat out 2 years, then played I guess a little in 2020, and then became a full starter in 21. Is my recollection. Anyway, Mulata on with Spike, Ike, and Jack. I think this goes back to last week, and he had a very interesting answer about his mindset approaching the new season, and I like the way he's presenting this. It's a different way to go about trying to defend the title. It's actually not about defending the title.
Yeah, I'm already ready. Like, we're all excited to be back. But for myself personally, I don't view it as seeing it as defending champions. Last year was last year. Last season was last season. That's done. Right? I think that's part of this, what they call the Super Bowl hangover, is with the pressure of feeling like we have to defend the title. And I was honest with Sirianni. I went up to him a couple of weeks before OTAs, and I told him where I was at. And the fact is like, this is a whole new team. There's whole new faces. We should be dealing with this how we dealt in 23. Move on. The quicker we can move on, the better, because it's a whole new team. It's a new goal. What's the goal this year? Win the championship. That's just it for me. Again, I try to keep it as simple as possible, but I've already moved on.
You know, I don't know if these things matter, but I think they do a bit. And I just like this idea. Like, he's not saying let's defend. He's saying let's win. It's you know, and like it resonates with me. John, I don't know if it matters. I don't know if it matters.
Well, it sounds wise to me. I like being more aggressive like that.
I also love that he took it to Nick. I think the organization
always is, I don't know, so far ahead of schedule. You know, the way that they re-sign guys, the way that they get ahead of concepts. I'm positive that the Eagles organization, they set expectations so well, not just with the fan base, but I think with the players within that building. They talk about these things. They're open. Hey, guys, this is how we continue to grow and improve as a team, as an organization. This is the best way to attack, you know, just growth. They talk about the 1% thing. It really does penetrate and perpetuate itself when you've got guys who really buy in. And now,
but also have their own theories, their own thoughts. I mean, he went to Nick with it. And I'm impressed with him on a leadership front in that, because we talk about leadership. This is a form of leadership. He's saying something that he thinks can be a good message for the team, and he's going to the coach saying, this is how I think we should handle it. I really respect that.
Well, the guys respect him so much. It is amazing what he's been able to do, you know, his story and everything else.
It's incredible.
But man, the leadership. We talk a lot about the transfer of leadership from 1 year to the next. We've talked a lot about the four. Nick has talked about the four main guys.
They're down to one.
The pillars.
Yeah.
Lane Johnson is the only one who remains, but Jordan Mailata sort of, you know, moved his way in and became one of those Parthenon pillars next to Lane.
You get interaction with him, Devin, as a sideline reporter? Have you had access that gives you? Because I was really impressed with him the other night.
He quickly became one of my favorite, like, not to play favorites, but just someone who, you know, no matter what, is going to give you a really thoughtful, insightful answer, but also be funny about it and add light to it. And even, you know, switching really quickly from football to the Phillies, I had this thought where I'm like, every locker room needs a Jordan Mailata. And the Phillies don't have a Jordan Mailata, at least not one that I can, you know, point out. Because he is truly one of a kind, just both of in his leadership, in what he brings on the field and off the field, and in the levity that he brings to the locker room, right? And I think that that's really important. I thought it was really interesting, that answer, too, that he brought up 2023, the same approach where, you know, they ended the season horribly in a complete collapse, and they wanted to move on. And to bring that same mindset after winning the Super Bowl, like, okay, we won, but time to, you know, clean slate, totally new season. I think that's the way to go to avoid a collapse again, to avoid that Super Bowl hangover.
Yeah, like I thought mentioned. It was really wise. I mean, again, I don't know if it really matters, but just these little incremental things where you try to find an advantage. And if they can, if attacking instead of defending helps them psychologically win this next Super Bowl because they're trying to win it instead of defend it, I think it's interesting. More, because Mailata continued on.
I've already moved on. Now.
Yeah.
We still got to get that ring ceremony out of the way before we can
officially move on. Yeah.
Listen, you just listen.
Like, you know, that's like the last chapter in the book. But my approach is, you know, when we lost that one in 22 and 23, you know, the 2023 one, like, you know, we have to move on right away.
Mm-hmm.
So now that we know how to deal with adversity, how do we deal with success?
I'm impressed. I mean, we're very lucky, I think, as a sports community to have that guy as one of the main dudes. He's really something. 215-592-9494. All right, a lot more up ahead. We're coming heavy on the phones next on 94 WIP.
After years of wear and tear, you've made a decision. It's time for a knee, hip, or shoulder replacement. You've talked to your doctor. You got a date set. Well, the team at NovaCare Rehabilitation is here for you. Because what you might not know is that attending physical therapy before you have your replacement surgery can significantly impact your recovery and movement post-surgery. I know someone who just went through this a couple months ago. They are walking amazing. They're in physical therapy. They're doing fantastic. What NovaCare will help you with is they are experts in balance, gait training, and pain management because your joint replacement needs are so very unique. NovaCare's team will develop an individualized treatment plan to get you feeling strong and back to the things you love. It's not a decision that you came to lightly, so rely on the physical therapy provider you know and you trust. Choose NovaCare to get back to work, sports, and life, and to learn more about the benefits of physical therapy before and after your joint replacement surgery, or to just schedule an appointment at one of their 150 convenient locations.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Go to NovaCare.com. NovaCare, the power of physical therapy.
And Strom, the 3-2 again. Strike three called, got him looking on the inside corner, and that is the ball game. Good start to the series. 3 homers en route to the win as the Phillies beat the Rays 8-4.
All right, so the Phillies win in the spring training park. Yeah, this was the song, by the way.
Oh, God.
That apparently Alan Thicke was getting down to. I mean, John, that's weird.
Especially because you could just listen to the original song that he stole it from anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
listen to Marvin Gaye, Gotta Give It Up.
You know? Or just something else. I mean, not your son.
Yeah, it's so weird.
And why say it? Like
another good point. Right, Rhea? That's hanky.
It's very hinky. That's a good word for it.
That is hinky.
That word was made for something like that.
Exactly
also
right.
Also hasn't been said in like 50 years probably.
Yeah.
No, Glenn Macnell's a big fan of that word.
Really?
That jives.
It's like how Ben Davis, now totally different genre of talk, but Ben still refers to eating dinner as supper.
I love that.
Or the early dinner. Yes. Supper. I like it too. All right, so I've been thinking about this thing, me versus Fritz in baseball. I will officially put out there that I accept the physical challenge.
Ooh,
I accept the terms. So the terms, as stated, of 3 out of 10 would be a push getting on base. 4 out of 10, I win. 2 out of 10, he wins. I think that's fair. I accept it. He gets to bring the 8 defenders. Obviously, we got to figure out who the umpire is. We'll get, you know, some kind of legit ump situation. Can't, you know, pay the ump money.
So not Herb in the Northeast, because that's what they were. They're pushing for it. No. The afternoon show wants Herb.
Well, that's not going to happen. Okay, so... I accept the terms.
Very strong rebuttal of that.
I mean, I'm not trying to be a jerk, but that's not on the table. So I accept the terms. So, you know, I still got to get in better shape because I have to be able to run to first base. If you remember, that's how I pulled the groin in the first place.
Oh, my God.
Running to first base.
Oh, real quick, good point. What do we do? Like, what if you injure yourself during the competition? Like, you lose, right?
I'm not
correct.
I'm not
like,
ready.
That's not a. Oh, I got hurt. I guess this doesn't count.
I'm not
like,
ready to answer that yet. I'm taking. Listen, I'm going to be very precise every step of the way. Like we got to
decide. That's why I brought this up.
One-on-one basketball.
You're an exactist.
Is it make it take it or not? We got to figure that out. We got things to figure out.
You're going to be so annoying.
I'm trying to win. Let's go to the phones.
But
someone let Fritz know. I accept. I'm in. Let's go to Mike calling from the Big Easy. Is that true, Mike? Where the Eagles won a Super Bowl?
Correct.
Good man.
You are exactly correct. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
How y'all doing?
Are people still partying in the streets?
I know I am.
So good stuff.
I don't know
man.
If that's people singularly, but I just wanted to call about the AI stuff.
Yeah, what do you make of that?
You mentioned how scary it is about when bad people know how to use it.
Yeah.
Well, let's just say I work in the law enforcement field in this area, and they're already using it for bad stuff.
No.
So it's very scary how much they can trick people with it. And it's good at capturing the bad parts of the AI capabilities that it could be used for. So be wary of who you talk to because it's probably going to be used against you.
Wow.
This is horrendous. I worry all the time about, you know, like my mom with AI. She's 83. Like, how is she going to be clued into the intricacies? You know, what to look out for? It's... just such a mess.
It's not good. And I don't know how you slow it down. It in many ways, Mike, it reminds me of the development of nuclear war heads and, you know, nuclear bombs. Like the concept of once you have them, there's really kind of no going back.
And can't that's put the genie like back it. In the bottle, yeah. as they say.
I feel like this is the biggest threat to the whole humanity thing since the bomb was developed, you know, about 75 years ago.
I only have one word to say, movie-wise, War Games. Y'all yeah. remember that movie, right?
Sure. Yeah, we sure do. Sure.
Yeah, that's exactly yeah. right. There's another way to put it, Terminator 2.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know? Mike, give me a big answer, man. What from a movie or a show had a great scene with an animal?
So I have two, so I'm hoping the first one wasn't taken.
Okay.
How about when the Never-Ending Story, when Atreyu is watching his horse die in the swamps?
You got it.
Has him slowly.
Had not been said. Mike, we'll put you down for that, man. Appreciate the call. Let's get to the Twitter poll questions of the day, both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin Chevy, let your journey begin in the completely redesigned 2025 Equinox. From Armin Chevrolet, together let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. All right, let's all go on the record ourselves. How do you view this Philly season? Rhea, are you more glass half full or glass half empty?
Half empty.
James?
I've been going back and forth. I'll say full today. I'm more half full today.
If they lost last night, would you have been more empty?
I don't know. Like, again, it's been a week-to-week thing. This week, I'm more full.
Okay, I'm full, and I've been full for most of the season, if not the whole season. Like, even when they were down and I was particularly frustrated, I still was pretty confident they would bounce back. I mean, they just have too much pitching to be lame, in my opinion. Devin, glass half full or empty for you?
Full.
Richie?
Yeah, full. We're in striking distance, and that's all we have to be right now. I expect us to improve. I expect Dombrowski to add. But, yeah, we're okay for
what,
right now.
What percentage you're, you know, the happy sort?
Yeah.
Full.
What percentage?
40.
61%. I'm surprised on this one. I would have been with you. Look, I guess the win last night, if we did this poll the day after a loss,
so
it
shocked.
Probably would have been 46 the other way.
You did it after Sunday's loss. It would have been different.
Probably. Really after any loss, I think. I mean, it's just people are very quick triggered to be reactionary in a
and you're allowed to
of course
be.
You are
you're
but also I do think that the playoff.
Let me be clear. I'm not criticizing people that are,
yeah.
but I'm trying to get at a reasonable assessment of what we have. And I do yeah. think at times, I think people have been unreasonable.
But I also think that there is the last couple postseasons hanging up. But you can't disassociate that. You can't just look at this team and be like, well, they're playing good baseball, so half full. It's like, yeah, they're playing good baseball, but will they win in October still has yeah. to hang over everything.
I know. But I also, and this is where I look at this a little different, I think, than some. I know even if they're great, they still only have probably a 10 to 15% chance to win the World Series. I mean, you lose more often than not in the postseason. That's what happens. Now, I know people don't want to hear that, but that's what happens. Other poll question. Is an NBA team going to sign Ben Simmons? His deal is finally up. By the way, he made like what? 150 or something?
Oh, God.
I mean, think about that.
I don't know. I mean, don't think about that. That's disgusting.
All right, so John, will he get a new contract? How do you think people vote it?
90% say no.
64% say no.
Come on. Why so kind?
He probably will get a contract.
I mean, like, he just played in the
I would have voted
season.
Yes.
He is better than some of the 15th, 14th, 13th players on rosters. I mean, he is better than those guys.
Yeah.
The question is, will a team take on the pain in the ass thing? I got to babysit this guy. I got to be careful what I say around him. You know, like that's, how's he going to fit in the locker room? He's a lame-o.
The combination of speed and size.
Yeah.
He
still does that stuff, John.
In that.
He still defends. He still rebounds. He still passes.
Yeah.
He's just gotten more and more wussy as time's gone on. He has. He's more afraid
more and
to
more
shoot.
More fearful.
Yeah. I mean, just.
Wow.
It's crazy. Let's talk to Logan in Delaware. What's going on, Logan?
What's up, everybody? How you guys doing?
Doing great, Logan.
Good. Man, Devin, I feel for you. I'm so glad that none of this, you know, foot in my mouth. Embarrassing things I've said are on radio forever to be played over and over.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
She had a career worth of them today.
I'm sadly very used to it, so it doesn't faze me. I'm just happy to entertain.
And Joe, I haven't heard someone call a butthead in forever, man. That was great. I thoroughly enjoyed that.
Thank you.
No, but I'm glass half full on the Phillies personally. I feel like for two main reasons, like we're saying, the starting pitching for one is – I mean, I feel like the best it's been since 2011. But also, you know, if you are feeling down on where they're at right now, I mean, I feel like I expect them to just play better, and we're also not that far out of it. You know, it's not like we're below 500. or anything like that. So I feel like that's something you could view as a positive is I expect it to get better, and yet we're still at where we're at in the standings. So
I agree with that entirely, Logan. By the way, I'm not sold on the Mets being some incredible baseball team that's going to win 100 games. I mean, they're very good. There's no question about that. But, you know, I'll put it this way. I don't view the Mets the way I viewed the Braves earlier this decade in the division as exceedingly likely to win it. I mean, the Mets are certainly beatable.
So you expect to win it? You expect the
Phillies?
That's
a good question.
To win it.
I think the Phillies have a better chance to win the division than the Mets. Yeah.
We're two games behind them.
Yeah, I do. I do believe that.
Mets have a 3-0, you know, lead on the tiebreaker. They do, though.
Okay, but
yeah,
I mean,
you're technically three games behind them right now.
Fine, that's fine.
No, I'm just pointing that out.
No, that's fair. Yeah. Look, if you ask me who I think is more likely to win the division, I would say the Phillies. I do. Yeah, just got Taiwan back. He'll settle in. They're going to have all this pitching depth as time goes on with the minor leaguers.
By the
Ranger?
Time
Harper's going to play better.
You said they just got Taiwan back and he'll settle in.
Ranger.
By the end of the season, when we've got eight starting pitchers that we're trying to decide which three to move to the bullpen.
Taiwan doesn't count.
It'll feel pretty good.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And when the offense is clicking,
if Taiwan doesn't count, it's six.
No, Painter and Abel.
Oh, you're counting Abel?
Yes.
I don't think
they're
you
not
going to
bring him.
Why not?
Like they might bring him up, but like you count Abel.
So you're going to give me. So just so I understand, in October you're going to give me some scrub reliever on the roster.
No, I'm just saying you can't count Abel as a lock. Is what I'm saying.
I'm not saying
I don't
it's
think
a lock.
Abel would count as
we
an
count
eight
as
starting
a
pitcher. Like
no.
Taiwan would start in the playoffs before Abel, most likely.
No.
In the bullpen.
In the bullpen.
You said eight starting pitchers.
Starting pitcher. But John's understanding they're not all going to start in the playoffs. The point is when you have that many pitchers and you can move them into
the
bullpen.
I think McAbel's more likely to not be on the on the Phillies by the trade deadline than helping in the playoffs.
Yeah, there's a lot of options.
A lot of good problems because of all the talent we've got.
I'm with you. Logan, give me an answer for a great scene with an animal.
Okay, I got a list just in case some have been said because I didn't catch all of them.
Yep.
But my top is the deer in the car and Tommy Boy.
Has not been said. You got it, my man. All right. Fair enough.
Yeah.
And with that, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
Yeah, time's yours. Thank you, Andy Reid. Without Andy, there would be no time's yours. Time's Yours is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
I definitely think Ben Simmons will get another contract in the NBA. I mean, there's always one team in a league that's dumb enough to take someone like that. So welcome back to Philadelphia, Ben Simmons.
Could you imagine?
Instead of this stupid competition, couldn't you just eat who's the bigger dork? That way you can both be winners.
Hey, what about a dork?
You said the competition should be who's a bigger dork. That way you can both be winners.
Well,
wow.
Come on.
Got
that ain't going to work.
Bring
Ford Devon said one wrong thing about dinosaurs, and the stationary showman runs wild with it. How quickly we forget Joe DiCamera struggling to name the primary colors or not knowing how many legs a frog has. Time's yours.
Thank you.
I forgot about
Thank
the primary
you.
Colors thing.
Nice work.
I don't think people have forgotten that.
You guys have in-house one of those guys who could replace that NBC voice guy. Battle, the voice of 94WIP. Why doesn't he get any love?
I mean, be his agent, man. Go get him the gig. I'm not looking to hold him back. Battle, he'll be that guy. Make more money. That'd be great. With that, time's yours. We shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
I've always been jealous of the voice guy on the national level. I mean, honest to God.
The
guy that just reads
the great
scripts
gig.
And
great
makes
gig.
The millions.
Read it from your basement. I mean, like, it's a total.
You'd be in there in your underwear.
Yeah, it's the best gig.
You'd be naked if you want.
Sure.
Millions of dollars.
Probably are.
And you went right there.
So, yeah. Yes, I did. All right, let's go to Rob. Robert.
Yes.
What do you got, buddy?
Talk about Schwarber. If he gets an extension, and if he does, you think he'll be able to stay consistent for however long extension's for?
It's probably going to be like a JT situation where you get declined near the end of it. I would not give him a four-year deal. Unless the Phillies just want to waste money at the end. I would not give him 4 years. I would be willing to give him 3 years. But, you know, if he's insistent on that fourth year, I'm not signing him. I'm not.
You don't think
unless, again,
you could have
unless,
three guys in their late 30s in the lineup.
Unless, let me be clear, unless John Middleton is willing to just eat that $20 million in year four and just say, we'll cut him instead of play him.
And still spend money and not and be like, money. Oh, we're up against the tax or whatever. Yeah.
And that's only John Middleton can answer that question, Rob. But I know this, he's going to decline and he's going to be in line for a big payday, man. It's a real conundrum.
He's playing his best baseball.
Playing great.
This is incredible.
Playing great baseball, man.
He needs to be rewarded. I'm happy to reward him.
Well, me too.
I don't know if that means
business,
overspend.
Man. You're running a business here.
Yeah.
You know, you're trying to win championships.
2029 Phillies matter
that's
also.
That's why you pay him.
Because remember this, Bryce is probably going to be lesser
that's
in 2029.
That's what I'm saying. Trey's
going to be lesser.
You're going to have three players in their late 30s. Yeah. Three.
You know, Wheeler and Nola are going to be lesser. Like, you got to factor this in. I mean,
they're all going to be making, you know, $30 million a year plus.
Because that was one of the problems. When Jimmy, Chase, Ryan Howard, they all declined around the same time, and you still had all of them.
So
you know,
how long is reasonable for
3 years?
Kyle Schwarber?
I think 3 years, too.
3 years. I can't give him four. I mean, assuming the money's not, assuming the money's consistent.
I think he'll be find that
more
reasonable?
Than 20 a year.
Look, I was struck by what Ruben said to us on the show last week when he said, you know, he's got ties to the Midwest. He could want to go there. He could want to go here. He could be like, yeah. I mean, that's tricky, man.
I know.
Yeah, I don't think he's given a hometown discount or anything like that.
Nor should he.
Agree. I don't think anyone
the
should.
The way that he's
on
playing,
pace for like 50-something homers.
Yeah, he can set his price to some degree. He's
I mean, guys, there's guys out there making $500 million over the course of a contract. He's going to want $75
million. Guys make $765 million over the course of a contract.
He is so precious to the nature, the makeup of this team. The locker room, the clubhouse, I should say.
All right, Rob, give me an answer for a great scene with an animal.
Donnie Brasco, when Sonny Black gives Lefty the lion and they're feeding the cheeseburgers in the back of the car.
What a great movie that is, man. Rob, appreciate the phone call, man. Let's talk to Cody. Cody, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys doing?
Doing great, Cody.
I'm an old schooler, so it's nice to hear your voice going from the Ange, the era to this one. You kind of helped this old guy transition.
Well,
so,
thank you. I appreciate that.
Cody, to be clear, it is her voice, but it's not her.
It's AI.
It's AI.
Well, that's okay.
Rhea, we really could be replaced.
I know.
It's kind of scary.
Why we have to say no all across the board.
Union, be strong!
But just as long as they don't AI you, Joe. I don't know.
Thank you, sir.
That software doesn't exist.
There's one and only.
Hammer!
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. I'm kind of a casual fan. The Phillies, we just heard Jeffrey, you know, Lurie talk about character and what a big deal it is, you know, good people. Does the Phillies have that? You know, we watch character win two Super Bowls, along with great people.
I think the Phillies have a lot of character. I think Devin brought up a more interesting point. Do they have personality that
compels?
That pushes them in a different spots from time to time. That's either makes it fun or challenging.
Yeah. Like Stubbsy personality.
I mean, look at what Brandon Graham did with the AJ. Well, Stubbs for sure, but look at what BG did with the Jalen AJ thing.
Right.
Like, he shined a light on it.
Yeah.
By the way, he addressed that at the event two nights ago. Because this was the number one question I wanted to ask him. Did you drive to your show that night with the intention of doing that? Did you go there saying, I'm going to do that? He said no. He said when he was during the show and, you know, heard what had been going on. He knew what was going on. And then the nature of the question came his way and he was bothered. He was annoyed that it had been going on. And in the moment he made the decision to go there, he did not drive there that night seeking it out.
Well,
but he got it done. I mean, that was a real thing that, you know, I mean,
and it ended in a positive way where at the moment, you know, he didn't know that. We all didn't know that. But I think in the long term, it ended up being good for the team.
Big time good. Hey, Cody, we got to turn two right now. Give me a great scene with an animal.
Well, I can't believe you haven't come up with this yet, Joe. I mean, it's Secretariat and the winning the Belmont by 31.
Well, in a movie or a TV show, we said.
Oh, it's a movie. Secretariat's the movie.
They made a movie called Secretariat.
You know what's so incredible?
It's a great movie.
You know what is so unbelievable about his answer? I watched Secretariat's race in the Belmont last night three different times.
Well, yeah,
really?
It was all over Twitter.
It was?
I saw it too. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was like a big, it was going around being like, this is how great, because of this stuff, it was like, this is how great Secretariat was.
Got it.
So I saw not just that, I saw just the final, like,
like whatever 20 seconds and how far ahead.
Yes.
It's what insane. Is it 31,
it's
33?
Beyond. And with the American flag going.
Yeah, it's insane to actually see
it. It's insane. Well, the reason I did, though, not because of that, John asked about how big Secretary it was, and I was on a...
So you just did it independent.
On my own.
That's random.
Yeah,
wow.
On my own. All right, we got to come up with a winning answer fairly quickly. Great scene with an animal. The Hangover with the tiger and Mike Tyson. Jaws, the opening scene. Jaws, the bigger boat scene. The True Lies scene. I never know how to say it. The Revenant with the
Revenant.
Bear?
Revenant.
Revenant with the bear. The horse with the Godfather.
You never know how to King say Kong. Revenant?
No. We got to move fast. King Kong. What are we thinking here? I like the tiger and the Hangover.
I like the tiger and the Hangover.
I thought Revenant bear was massive.
Good, too. James, what are you thinking?
None of those were my answer. Oh. So.
What are you going with?
I would have gone with the Godfather head.
All right. So, Rhea, what do you got?
I like Tiger and Hangover.
Tiger and Hangover has won it. 3 votes. There you go. Hey, Gary, congratulations, bud. You have won Metallica tickets. Hey, have a great rest of the day. Obviously, Phil's later on tonight. We'll be talking about that and more tomorrow on 94. Joe and Hugh. Actually, it's Tom Kelly in for Joe today with Hugh up next.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.